And I believe we are live. Hi, Mats. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
It's a pleasure to see you again after last year. And I was trying to think about it. We saw you last year, but didn't we see you as well in 2022?
Yes, so this is
Okay,
my
yeah.
third year.
Yeah, well, so thank you for being a regular at emacsconf. It's always a pleasure to have you chat about hyperbole. Although I think you're the only one chatting about hyperbole this year compared to last year.
Yes, unfortunately,
Yeah,
Bob
but
has
it's
some family
okay.
issues, so. Yeah, I'm here. But I'm here.
Yeah, but and we are happy to have you here. And as I was saying before, I'm not sure if you had the time to watch the previous talk by Mawson. You know, you had there were plenty of ideas, I think, that were very similar to what hyperbole is trying to do by having buttons and having stuff that can be in any other mode that would allow you to supplement a coding file with extra information. So the ideas are living on, and even though hyperbole is one thing, I feel like other packages are also taking a lot of inspiration for it. So congratulations on being an inspiration, I suppose.
Oh, thanks. Unfortunately, I have not had any time to watch anything of the Emacs conference since apparently my life is like every time you say Emacs conference, I do something else. So I've been just moving this weekend.
But
So
it's
I'm in a new
okay.
apartment, but I'm connected and everything seems to work okay. So I can't relate to what we said in any of the other talks, I'm afraid. So sorry about that.
No, that's a thing. No, but that's completely fine because you may be able to watch the talks at any point later on, because I'll remind the viewers that the talks are currently available on EmacsConf, all the pre-recorded one, and I think we only had one live talk yesterday. All of them are already available with subtitles and all the funny stuff that we usually put. So that's an invitation for people to watch it. All right. So, Matt, before we start with the questions, I see people in the process of writing them. Was there anything else you wanted to add on top of your presentation? Maybe some supplements or whatnot?
No, nothing to
Right. I mean, this year was more a bag of tricks, some new stuff that you've implemented in Hyperbole, and it's fun because I see your UI that you have for some of those modes. And earlier, well, you weren't able to watch those talks, but we were talking a lot about transient and about what it allows you to do in terms of interactivity. I'm actually familiar with transient.
No.
It's a mode written by Tarsier, so Jonas Bernoulli, the person behind Magit, and it's a very nice way to create menus for interactive setups. So if you are interested in perhaps augmenting what you currently have with Hyperbole, it might be nice to look into Transient because I think this is heading towards eventually being merged into the core of Emacs. I mean, don't quote me on this, and I'm not sure how Tarsius feels about it, but because of the adoption, because Magit obviously uses Transient, Org is trying to make a move towards adopting Transient. It feels like Hyperbole would do well as well to adopt it because it's starting to become a grammar of general UI at this point.
Yeah, now you when you mention it, I remember because I'm a heavy user of Magic, of course. So
Yeah.
I know Transient that way. I know also that people have been complaining about Hyperbole's menu system. You know that Hyperbole reached back to something like 1993, so it has some maybe things that well, not modern in that sense, but so we have it on the plate to maybe look into these things and how we can sort of make things modern, etc. But yeah.
Sure, but it's completely fine to take your time. You know, you don't necessarily have to follow the latest fads when it comes to, completion engines or interactive engines like Transient is. I'm not actually sure how you would call Transient. Like, is this a UI maker, an interaction engine? I don't know. I'll need to ask Tarsius at some point. All right.
No, yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's move on to the questions. We've got a couple of them. And for the Q&A, we'll have about 5 minutes and 30 seconds until we got to lunch. So starting with the first question, how is the log buffer generated in your presentation? But it's a very quick answer to this. We recommend at EmacsConf that speakers use interaction log package, which allows you to have a slightly prettier lossage being in Emacs how you call the comments that you've used. And so if you're interested in using this for your own presentation, interaction log, and you'll be able to find it fairly easily. Moving to the next question. So the selector thing, Control C return, is similar to expand region. How does it behave in codes, i.e. functions or class?
Well, I think it behaves exactly the same. I mean, in any sort of buffer, it might depend on what constitutes a word, etc., and a sentence in the mood. That's how I would say it.
Right.
I'm just in that sense. I'm just the user of the function. I haven't implemented it. I haven't tested it more than that. We can do this as I demo it. That you start with maybe select a small thing, and then by hitting it over again, you select more and more.
Yeah, but it's completely fine sometimes to merely be a user of something, you know. It's easy. It's a testament to how amazing Emacs is, because everything is written in Lisp in the background, that as soon as you start becoming a maintainer of something, you kind of expect it to just be able to understand everything else. And whilst it's technically true, the limiter here is the amount of time that you can invest looking at the definitions, understanding what they do. And sadly, we don't have the time to do all of this. And especially with hyperbole, which is obviously interacting with major modes in something that is more involved than org mode, for instance. We do have another question. So I know you Hyperbole devs are active and interested in sharing and interoperating with other Emacs tools. What is a recent tool that you find exciting to think about using in combination with Hyperbole, or would like to suggest using in combination with it?
Well, lately, we've been focusing a lot of sort of trying to make Hyperbole work together with org mode in a good way, so they can sort of, I mean, the idea with Hyperbole is not to be better than everything else, but more to be like the glue or spider that could integrate different modes in a good way together, so like being top of everything. And org is a very popular mode, and there are a lot of, you know, sub-modes, or whatever you can call it, with org for information management. And we would want Hyperbole to work together with org in a good way, so org users could sort of benefit from Hyperbole as well. So we put in some effort in that. But I think there's a lot of way to go. There's much more that can be done there as well, because different modes can easily compete in a bad way in the details. So it's a little bit of a tricky thing, especially like we have this in Hyperbole, we have this meta return for the action key, and that's also used in many modes. So we would really, in the best of worlds, we would like the Emacs to sort of come to some agreement on using of the meta return in a good way for modes to sort of be able to work and live together.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing to share the key bindings and the grammar of interaction between packages, because you tell me meta return, I don't want you to touch meta return. For me, it's just inserting a new line and not adding in detention at the start. And everyone is gonna have their own, you know, feelings and thoughts about this. So it's really hard to impose any kind of system on this. But I'm glad to hear that you're looking into interaction with org mode, because I remember the questions we were having on your first conference when people were asking, oh, I'm so glad that you're talking about Hyperbole, because the only way I'm interacting with it is when people chat about org mode. And then whenever we had announcements about Hyperbole, be it on Reddit, be it on Arch News, people would say, but don't we already have org mode? And we won't get into the topic again, because I think you've done a wonderful job of explaining the differences in previous years. And today, the conference also, your talk at the conference also made it obvious that it's doing something that org mode is not able to do. But ultimately, being able to interface between the two is something great. And I kind of wanted to ask you as well the question, because you haven't seen the talk, but yesterday we had the announcement that Ior Rechenko was becoming the new maintainer of org mode. So obviously, a new maintainer introduces idea of changes of, you know, philosophy and strategy and all this. Is this somehow on your end with Hyperbole inspiring you perhaps to also innovate in a sense, to maybe try to change the way some things are done?
Tricky question.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, well, I don't know. I don't know if it answers the question, but sort of we have this idea that we meet and work from our point of view, and then we pick up maybe details from the outside world. So right. We're not sort of heavily looking into what happens in the rest of the world when it comes to, you know, Emacs and personal information management, etc. But we do pick up some ideas sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, we're mostly into hacking, and then we meet once a week and work on Hyperbole, and you know, so
it's, but it's already very cool. And the reason I'm mentioning this is not because I know that you are operating in a little bit of a silo when it comes to all of Hyperbole, but it's always nice for me personally to see a lot of energy being brought in by, you know, people. Whenever there's a new major version being published, be it org mode or be it Hyperbole, you know, people are excited. There's a lot of energy in here because people are chatting about what you're doing. And that's why I find that people, a new maintenance ship for org mode actually benefits Hyperbole in a way, because you get a lot of excitement, a lot of people thinking and bringing ideas to the table. And I think it's a prime time to actually try. I'm using the word stealing, but in a very nice way, stealing in terms of floss, stealing some ideas and trying to see if you can run with them on your own end. And that's also why I was suggesting Transient, because Transient looks like it's on its path to, you know, reach core at some point. And it would be nice if you had the idea early on to integrate with it, because it might save you time later on and make your user happy, because they can find the same grammar between the Git, between org mode, and between Hyperbole. All right. Is there?
Yep.
I don't think. Yeah, go on, please.
Yeah, I just want to add on that I mean, as an ultimate goal in the far distance, we would want sort of Hyperbole. Or a Hyperbole type of functionality be part of the core Emacs. So in that sense, it's sort of totally sort of okay with us that different packages steal ideas and try to merge them into sort of the core system.
Yeah. All right. I don't see any more questions, so I think we can move to close. Actually, we're actually 3 minutes over time, so I'm glad we managed to discuss a little more, but that's fine. Do you have any last words?
I'll try it out.
Okay, well, then you heard it, everyone. Just try it out.
Try it out, and if you like it, you come join us on Sundays.
Right, and every Sunday, well, if you do not know what to do, you know, is an idea for you. All right, thank you so much, Mats, for coming again to EmacsConf, and we look forward perhaps to seeing you next year.
Yes, I'll be there. Hopefully I can see some of the presentations live then. Okay,
that's okay. Great. You got the entire year to catch up on the ones you haven't seen this year, and next year maybe you'll have the time to catch another one live. All right.
Yes, great.
For the folks watching, we will be taking a break, 1 hour and 1 minute break. We'll be back at 1 p.m. EST. And I think if my UTC conversion is working right, it should be 6 p.m. UTC. So at least in 1 hour. All right. See you in a bit, folks. Oh, yes. And sorry, I've got a little health speaking in my ears. In case you're interested in discussing further hyperbole with Matt, Matt is in the room right now, and I see people have joined the BBB chat. So if you want to join and chat directly with Matt, I'm sure Matt would be more than happy to answer your questions. And obviously, everything is being recorded and will be published later on. But for me, I will use the break to rest a little bit, and I'll be back for the afternoon. All right, see you, folks.
Bye. Take a break.